That was by far the worst family dinner in the history of ever. I can't. God, I'm so pissed I could fucking spit. Because of how they treated you. John's jokes, Linda's snide remarks about dessert, even my mom, all mocking. Are you sure you want another, dearie? You should really leave some for somebody else. I just, fuck. And then drunk Uncle Steve had to go and call me a chubby chaser. I mean, really? In the middle of fucking dinner? I almost stabbed him. Don't laugh, it's true. I nearly took my butter knife to the back of his hand. Why can't they just be happy for me? For us. I bring a fantastic, amazing, polite, out-the-ass man home to meet everyone, and all they can focus on is the fact that you're a bigger guy. Not that you held the door open for Nana, or you played with little Susie when she got fussy. Not even that you helped clean the dining room, despite being a guest. No, it was all about the waistline from the front door on. Fuck! I hate it. I hate them. You're right, I don't. But right now, I wish I could. I'm so sorry they treated you like that. If I had known, I wouldn't have left them within 100 miles of you. You don't deserve to be treated like that. Ever. Babe, if the next words out of your mouth are, "Maybe they were right," I swear to all that you hold dear, I will punch you so fucking hard. I won't take that shit from them, and I sure as fuck won't take it from you. No, I don't deserve better. I deserve you. I want you. Only you. Just you. Hey, look at me. I'm not over there, handsome. I mean it. Look at me. Eyes front, stud. There you are. Hi. I knew that big, scruffy, sexy man I love was somewhere in those uncertain eyes. You know that I do love you, right? All of you. Every round, soft, warm inch of your body, as well as all the other things. Like what? Seriously? No. It's okay. I have absolutely no problem telling you why I love you. Shall I count the ways, my sweet? All right. But let's make it interesting, How? Like this. You're going to stand here in front of our full-length mirror. Every time I tell you something I love about you and why. Why is very important. I'm going to remove an article of your clothing. If you can keep your eyes on the mirror until you're naked for me, I'll let you fuck me right up against it. How does that sound? Good? Perfect. All right. Eyes forward, baby. I'm gonna step behind you, okay? That's it. Keep watching the mirror. I love your eyes. They're so bright and breathtaking. I adore the way they crinkle at the corners and sparkle when you smile, which I also love. And how glassy they get when I nibble your earlobe, like this. Oh, fuck. There it is. That delicious, hazy look of lust. God, I love your eyes. And next one, next eye. I love your chest. I do. It's the perfect pillow for movie nights on the couch. No bony bits to dig in, no awkward angles. It's so broad that when you wrap me in your arms, which I also love, I feel like nothing can hurt me.
not with you holding me close, protecting me. I love how I can lie against it all night and listen to your breathing, your heartbeat. Your chest protects that heart. How can I not love it?
I thought this shirt looked very handsome, sweetheart. You were, are, handsome. I'm so sorry they couldn't see it, too. Eyes front, baby. I'm not done. Not even close. Now, I love your belly. Hey! Don't scoff and roll your eyes. I mean it. I fucking love this round, soft, fuzzy belly. I love how I can curl around it when we sleep. I love how it arches my back so perfectly when you fuck me from behind. I love how it shakes when you laugh. I mean, really laugh. You need to do that more often, you know. I adore your laugh. I even love those stretch marks. No, sweetheart, don't hunch like that. Stand up tall so I can see all of you. Yes, even the stretch marks. Makes me think of a big, ferocious tiger. Arr, like that? Yeah? Want me to call you tiger? My sexy jungle cat? Alright, I won't. You can just be my teddy bear. Gonna cheat a little with that one. Both shoes and socks off. There we go. Oh, and another thing I love about this wonderful belly of yours. I love how I can comfortably rest my chin against it and look up at you when I'm on my knees like this. It feels right. Let me kiss your tiger stripes. Can I? Thank you, baby. Huh? Oh, nothing. I'm just getting a head start on this part. Shut up. I know what I'm doing. Now, step out of those pants. Yes, I am aware I left your underwear on. I did that for a reason. There is a method to my madness. You'll see. Hey! Fast forward, baby. I love your legs. Strong enough to hold me against the wall when we're kissing. And warm enough to defrost my frigid toes late at night. I know you hate it when I sneak my footsicles under your calves while we're laying in bed. Maybe reading, maybe watching Netflix, maybe making out. But you never push me away. You twitch and you glare, and sometimes you even pout a little. But you never, ever push me away. And I love you for it. I love how your hair rasps against my body. It makes my skin tingle in the most delicious ways. Like that feeling you get right before a lightning strike. Electrified. And when one of those big, hairy thighs eases between my legs and presses against my pussy. Someday, you'll have to let me come from just riding your thigh. I could totally do it. More than once. Soon, he says. I'll hold you to that. You know that, right? You have just orally signed a contract with your own personal succubus. Well, what can I say? You bring up the slut in me. Such a shudder. Do you like that? Knowing I'm a slut for you? Knowing you make me horny and wet? Wet enough to drip down my thighs like I'm doing right now?
I'm so fucking wet for you, sweetheart. And you're doing so good. So close, baby. Almost there. You ready?
Yeah? Okay, sweetheart. Step out of your underwear. Let me see all of you. Oh, fuck, baby. Oh, I love your cock. I love it so fucking much. I love how it looks, how it smells, how it tastes. God, your cock tastes so fucking good. I swear, I can never get enough. I love how it fits so perfectly on my tongue. How you can grab the back of my head and fuck my mouth as hard as you want, and you won't hurt me at all. I'll just beg for more. I'll always beg for more of your cock. I love the feel of your cum, too. Hot and heavy in my mouth. Or sticky and glistening on my skin. So good. So fucking good. Sweetheart, you did so well. So perfectly. You didn't look away, even when I broke the rules and sucked you a little. So good for me. So gorgeous. Do you want to fuck me now? Push that cock inside me and pound me until we come all over each other? Yeah, I want that too. So fucking much. Here, let me brace against the mirror. You want my legs wider? Fuck, yes. How's this? No. Don't take the dress off. Just push it over my hip. I knew that would be your reaction when you saw I wasn't wearing any panties. So sexy. Do you see that, baby? Do you see how wet and hot I am for you? God, I can feel it practically running down my thigh. Come on, fuck me. Please, please fuck me. Slide that perfect cock inside me. Make my back arch with that gorgeous tummy. Oh, yes. Fuck. I love you. Fuck, I love you. Please, harder, faster, more. Fuck me. Shit, if you rub my clit like that, I won't. I can't. Baby, come with me. I'm gonna come. Come with me. Holy fuck. No. Don't let go. I don't think my legs can hold me at the moment. Keep your strong arms around me. Shit, that was... Oh my god. Okay. As soon as we can both move without collapsing. In like 5 minutes. I know, I can't even talk. In like 5 years. We are gonna make it to that bed. I'm gonna cuddle up with that big, strong, fuzzy man I love. And we are going to ignore every apologetic phone call my parents try to make.
Sound good? Good. Now kiss me, my perfect, gorgeous teddy bear.